You're listening to Tree Note. You've heard that counting the rings of a tree tells us how old it is. But to understand the history of a whole forest over thousands of years, you need a palynologist, a scientific detective who uses pollen grains as clues. Pollen is the perfect evidence because it's the fingerprint of a species. Under a microscope, every grain of pollen has a unique structure. And pollen stays true to its original shape over millennia because its outer shell is made of a highly resistant compound called exene. When trees release their pollen, the grains drift through the air, settle on the surfaces of nearby lakes, sink, and become covered with layers of submerged soil. To get samples, palynologists extract sediment cores by plunging metal augers into lake bottoms. They freeze the cylinders of mud, thinly slice them, and count the number of pollen grains of each species embedded in each layer. That reveals the composition of the plant communities that once grew around that lake. And since we know the environments of where those plants grow now, palynologists can infer the climate conditions in that place long ago. What does pollen tell us about our own environment? Today, we consider the Great Salt Lake as one huge body of water. But pollen diagrams suggest that 1 million years ago, the North and South basins differed substantially in their water cycles, their chemical properties, and the crustacean communities they supported. So, next spring, when you sweep piles of pollen off your car, consider that each grain is a tiny package that holds big answers about the distant past. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.